Chodesh Tishri is host to many, many Gvaldik Helig at Tzaddikim. They're all Helig. But perhaps to me, maybe, just very, very Chavev. One of the great Tzaddikim which we have towards the end of the month, Chav Beis Nisan, is the Rebbe Rabbi Yitzchak Varki. Surprised a little bit that we haven't done this Tzaddik a few years into telling Sipuri Tzaddikim.
We did his son,
Mendel, and we've done many from the Amshanov dynasty and Lelov. First, the Talmud of the Lelover Rebbe, the Lelover, going to Zavas Yisrael. Like we just mentioned, that Amshanov comes from here, and that Midah of Avas Abiyos and Avas Yisrael. Very warm, very Zisa Tzaddik, contemporary of the Kotzke Rebbe. Two very, very different drachim, but the best of friends. Kotzker once remarked, and they were both Talmidim of Rav Bunim, both Talmud Mavoks of Rav Bunim. Kotzker once remarked that the Rebbe Rav Bunim once made a comment, and he said, "I'm going to have a Talmud who's going to be bigger than even the Rebbe Rav Melech in Mitzvahs of Ma'asim Tovim." And Kotzker said, "I thought he was talking about me." Then I realized he was talking about the Varka Rebbe. That's what he said. Shlomo Lev from Lanchot, as Yort said, is also in around this time. Talmud of Rabbunim. He said, Rabbi Yitzchak Varki is the balabas of the Welt. We call them the balabas of the Welt. In Shemayim, they don't do anything in this world without speaking with Rabbi Yitzchak Varki. Tzaddikim said about him that he was a bechina of Avraham Avinu. The Rebbe Rav Varki was once sitting b'leil sukkos at the yeshpiz of Avraham Avinu, and he said once he touched. He was saying about himself, although he didn't say that rightly. But he said that Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the face of Yitzchak look like the face of Avraham Avinu. His name was Yitzchak. He made the face of Yitzchak look like the face of Avraham Avinu. His yartzeh was Malchus Shebechesed in the Sphira. The last day of the Sphira of Chesed. And the Yitzchak Yisrael said the reason why that is because he embodied completely the Midah of Avraham Avinu, the Midah of Chesed. It was his minhag b'kodesh that whenever he would feel like he was about to get angry, whatever that means, he used to put on a special coat. Yeah. And he would say to himself that instead of getting angry right away, he had this like as a pa'ula, as a trick. He's not allowed to get angry until he puts on this coat. This is a special coat for Kas. That's how he was able to cool himself down. Get whatever it means. He would put on the coat, and then he would say, "Okay, now you can be angry." By that time, it was already, you know, didn't feel the anger anymore.
I also have one of those coats. Hmm. I use it all the time.
Where'd you get it from?
He used to say that when you put sugar in water, so the sugar dissolves and it makes the water sweet. He says, so too with the tzaddik. He says, water, he says, the tzaddik is like sugar. He says, when you put him in the water, then he melts. Now that he's in the water and he's melted and he doesn't mean anything, you can't see him anymore, he's able to sweeten the dinam on people. He was once asked, why is it that the Rebbe Rav Bunim, your Rebbe, his avoda was b'maychin, meaning that he was involved in chasadim and so on and so forth, but you know, he was able to be poil a lot just with his maychin. His avoda, tefillah, Torah, yichudim. They always saw Rav Yitzchak, he was running around doing chasadim, involved in chanas hazarchim. Well, he was a big guy and a tzaddik, talmid chacham muflag. So he said, I don't know. He says, I find about myself the pasuk, lifnei malachim yisyatzav, that I go in front of malachim. And he was poil a lot in front of the kings and the czars. He was sent by Klai Yisrael many times to intervene on behalf in front of very great people in the Goyish world. He had a way with that. He had a certain chain, and everybody took to that chain. It was told over, one of the Bali Maisa told over that once there was a big zeres against Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbe Rav Itzchokel, he was going to go in straight to the Tsar to deal with it. And they were very afraid, but how are you going to go in? Then permission, so on and so forth at this time. So he said, don't worry, I have a way. So he asked one of the great tzaddikim, one time was Moshe Kailis. No, that's something else. This is Moshe Klaris. This is Rav Moshe Kailis, his name was from Piazetzna. He said, come with me, I want you to be Meshamish me with this Maisa. So he said, they were walking in, and you know, to get to the side, you have to go through, you know, this people and these guards and this floor and so on and so forth till you get there. So this Rav Moshe was getting very scared. So Vitzkel said, just hold on to my gartel. That's all you got to do. So he held on to his gartel, and the guards were standing there, and he just went right through everybody. And nobody saw him. Mamish. Nobody saw him come in. Nobody saw him come out. And he would go into the, he went into the Tsar's office when nobody was there, and he started tearing off, while he looked through the papers where the Gzeira is against Bnei Yisrael, and he would just tear them up one by one. Kaseder. And then afterwards, the Tsar would come in, and he would say, who tore these things up? And this guard would say, it was this guard, it was this guard, it was the mamash. And later on, they realized that it was Rav Itzchokel who was doing that. Nothing happened to him. He was fine. They realized they couldn't do anything because Rav Itzchokel was the Shomer Yisrael. Hashem was the Shomer Yisrael, but he had a special way of intervening that way. Lifnei Menachem Mitzyatzov. Somebody once asked him, why is it that he doesn't come to Kotsk? The reason he doesn't come to Kotsk after the Ptira of Rabunim, so the Kotsk Rebbe had his Olam, but there were other Olams which kind of surfaced after the Ptira of Rabunim, and one was his great son, Rav Maisha, and Rav Itzchokel went to him. So somebody said, why don't you go to Kotsk? So he says, you know why you're asking me? He says, you're asking me because many Hasidim feel like they're not so sure that the Rebbe is the tzaddik of the generation. So they always ask, you know, why don't you come to this Rebbe? Why don't you come? Because they feel insecure about him. So he said, don't have to feel so insecure. Your Rebbe's a big tzaddik. Don't worry about it. I go where I need to go, you go where you go. But don't worry, he's the biggest tzaddik of the generation. There was a lot of his snagdas against Pshisla, against Rebbe Rabunim. And he was poil a lot to try to calm the storm. He would go to a certain city, and the balabas where he would stay, I was a big misnagi to Rebbe Rabunim. So somebody asked him, why do you go there? He says, I'll tell you why. Maisa Shahaya. I was once in a city, and I was davening in the shul. I was visiting. And I had talos over my head. It was middle of davening. All of a sudden, a woman walks into shul. She takes one look at me, and she says, this is him. So quickly, like, people come and they chop him, and they pull him out of the davening, and they start beating him up, and they take him to the beis din, and they're like, the woman comes in, she says, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought this was my husband who ran away and wouldn't give me a get. But in the meantime, they really pounced on Rebbe Rav Itzchokel, and they beat him up good. So he says, based on this story, this is why I go to this guy's house. You know why they beat me up? Because they didn't recognize me. That's why they beat me up. He says, you know why people say terrible things about Rabbunim? Because they probably don't recognize him. They're not saying bad things about Rabbunim. They just don't know Rabbunim. So if you don't know somebody and you're saying bad things, it's not you're saying anything about them. If you don't know, so you're not saying about him. That's what he said. It's a big musr because people have a lot to say about the Rabbanu Shalom too. That's a big limud zchus because, you know, Achim Rasim Shana or Rimaisim Mashiach, even sooner, they're going to say, you know, how could you say such things about the Rabbanu Shalom? So you know what's going to happen? If Yitzchak Barakah is going to come, he's going to say, he doesn't know the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not talking about you. It's talking about somebody else. Mamish not in this world when it came to Tanugi Olam Hazeh. He says that there was once two pots which were cooking in the kitchen, and one of them was like the soup that he was going to have, and the other one was going to be like the cleaning agent, which was going to clean the pot afterwards. So there was a Ganavan came and stole the pot, and they didn't realize that they brought the pot of the cleaning agent with the soup in front of Rabbunim, and he ate it, and Mamish, he made it as if it was like totally good. He thanked the, it tastes delicious, and afterwards the Talmidim, they saw what happened. They tasted some of it, said it was completely, completely inedible. Rabbunim wasn't even margish. He wasn't even margish. He wasn't margish, Or he was magish and he was a big balmidus and he didn't say anything. Whatever it was a godless. Didn't he watch, just, what's this? He didn't have any reaction. He just went ahead and he ate it as if. So there was a chassid who was once came on a Motzei Shabbos, and all the chassidim came to wish him a Motzei Shabbos, asking for brachas, giving kvitlach. So he said, to the rabbi, he says, I'm a little disturbed with the chassidim that everybody's only asking about parnasa. Nobody's asking for anything in ruchnias. Nobody cares about their learning, about the yushamayim. So he said it's not true. He says the only thing that they want is ruchnias, but they're afraid to talk about their averis, so they talk about parnasa. But really, when they talk about their parnasa, they're talking about their averis. As the Gemara says, that why is a person struggling with parnasa? Because of his averis. So when they're talking about the parnasa, they're really talking about the ruchnias. I always had an eye in favor when it came to what Yidden are asking for. I was once giving a shiur. He used to give a shiur between Mincha Maariv and Medrash. And this was a very big time by him. And many times he would talk into his beard. He would pull his beard up and he would say things into his beard. And the Siddiqim said he was saying certain names of Hashem and Yehudim. Anyways, this was a very special time by him. So there was once a Yid who came to the shiur between Mincha Maariv. And he was listening to the Rebbe's Medrash shiur, and he fainted. Fainted listening to the shiur. So the Rebbe came running over to him, and he said, "Don't worry, I have an etzah for him." And he started whispering something into his ear, and then he woke up. So he said, "So what did the Rebbe tell you what happened?" He says, "When I was sitting in the shiur, all I could hear the Rebbe say is, he's telling me all the averes which I did. That's the only thing I heard. He was talking about Avraham Avinu or something, but all I heard was, you did this aver, you did this aver, this aver." So when he heard that the Rebbe was telling all his averes, so he fainted. So he says, "So then why did you wake up?" Because he whispered in my ear, he says, "I was giving a shiur medrash. You're the only one who heard your averes. Nobody else heard. Nobody else heard." He once had to go bepoil something with Tzarchi Rabim, and he wanted the Baal Chem D'Shlama, who was a very big goyim, to come with him. When he showed up, the Chem D'Shlama was learning, and he was waiting in the side room, and the Gabayim, they were getting nervous that the Varka Rebbe was waiting so long. They wanted to go in and to interrupt the Chem D'Shlama, and he says, "Chas v'shalom, don't go in and interrupt his learning. I'm going to wait here." So after some time went by, he listened into the door and he heard that he was involved in a very big sugya and this was going to be a while. So he just decided to walk into the room. Walking into the room, the Chem D'Shlama saw him. He got up and he was in a bit of a frenzy that the Rebbe should just walk in like that. So he says, "Rebbe, what could I do for you?" He said, "We have Tzarchi Rabim. I want you to come." So the Chem D'Shlama says, "Rebbe, I'm willing to come with you. I'm just in the middle of a Shver Taisus for 3 days. I don't understand Taisus. If you could tell me Pshat Taisus, ready to close the safer to come with you." So he says, "Rav Yisrael Barker," he took out his glasses, he sat down, and he started to read the Gemara, and it's Rashi, and he started to say the Taisus. And as soon as he started to say the Taisus, just to say the Taisus out loud, all of a sudden everything clicked with the Chem D'Shlama. Just clicked. Closed the safer, was ready to go. So afterwards they asked him, I said, "Rebbe, what happened? He shared Taisus for 3 days, you read the Taisus and everything is fine." He says, "The truth is I really didn't know Pshat in the Taisus at all. And I really wasn't so familiar with the Gemara." He says, "But I was learning the Taisus. And I said to the Rebbe Shalom, I said, you know what? This Tzarchi Rabim can't wait. So we're going to wait another few days so we understand Pshat in Taisus." So he said, "Please send the Bali Taisus to me. They should teach me Pshat in Taisus." So he says, "So the Bali Taisus came and they taught me Pshat in Taisus. So as I was reading it, the Bali Taisus were there. They were telling me Pshat. And as he was telling me Pshat, he was able to understand Pshat in Taisus." He was once collecting money because his shamish, one of his gabayim, needed some funds. He needed to buy new shoes, apparently. So he collected the money and he put it away in his drawer. So he said that when he opened up his drawer to give it to the shamish, the money was gone. So after they were doing some investigation, they found out that the shamish stole the money. So afterwards, he turns to the shamish and says, "You're such a shaita." He says, "The money was for you.
The boots.
Yeah. He says, "The money was for you. The money was for you." He says, "You see from here that a ganav, everything is coming to the ganav." He says, "He has a choice. Either he could take it to Isser, he could take it to Heter. So you're shaita. You took it to Isser, and it was coming to you anyways. So the person has everything coming to him. He says, the shtus of a ganav is that he takes it before it's mutter to him." There were two malamdim, two varka malamdim who were rabbis in a town. And he got word that one of the malamdim would teach his talmidim. And then after he would be finished teaching, he would lock himself up in a room. And he didn't want to be disturbed by anybody, not for tzarchei tzibur, nothing. For chassadim, people would knock on the door. And he would say, no, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, not being mevatel. And another malamid who was mamash completely the opposite of that. It's very warm with the talmidim, anybody who needed anything, machas orachim. So he said he didn't believe it, he wanted to see for himself. So he disguised himself, he showed up to the first malamid, he knocked on the door. And he said, who's there? And he changed his voice as if it was somebody else. So he says, can I come in? He says, no, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Rebbe was appalled. So he knocked again and came back. And he said, who is it? He says, it's Yitzhak Varki. Rebbe's here. Opens up the door. Rebbe, come in. He says, no, I'm not coming in. Not coming in. If it's not a place for any Yid to come, I'm not coming in. He went to the other Rebbe, knocked on the door, disguised himself. He says, please come in, this and this. So it turned out he did some more investigation and he found out, so, how did this happen? It was an investigation. He says afterwards there was a big hoo-ha in the town that the Rebbe was here, and everybody brought their children, and he started to give a chinus to all the children. And he saw that the children who were learning by the first Rebbe didn't know their learning. But by the second Rebbe, they knew all their learning. He says, you see from here, he said, the first Rebbe was also a good teacher, but the Talmidim weren't taking anything in. The reason why they weren't taking anything in, because he wasn't letting anybody into his house. That's why they weren't taking anything in. You see, if the Rebbe wants his children to be matzliach in their learning, it's not just how he teaches them, that's how he conducts himself in his gemilas chassadim. That's what he said. One of the things that disturbed him a lot was the redifus against Talmidei Chachamim. It was a very, very big sore spot for him when people would come and they would make redifus against Rabbanim. So he says there was one such Rav who came and he complained to the Rebbe that the people in the town were giving him a hard time. So he went and he tried to gather a meeting of these Ashirim who were making it hard for the Rav. So he told him the following thing. He says, it used to be, earlier generations, that when there was an Amma Aretz, it was an Ashir. So he would go to the yeshiva, come to the Rosh Yeshiva, and they would say, give me your best boy in learning. They'd take the best boy, we'd sit. And he says, and the father-in-law would support him. He says, but over time, the son-in-law would see that the father-in-law, he was an Amaretz, he didn't appreciate his learning. So he'd make his life difficult, and he'd have tainas on him, and so. And in the end, it wasn't such a worthwhile investment for the young, budding Talmud Chacham to get involved in a house like that. He says, but later on, the Ashirim, they got smarter. They said, why do we have to take on a guy in a family sitting and learning? We should just band together and make tzaras for the Rav. He said, so you guys got smarter, and now this is the latest version of the Redifus against Talmidei Chachamim. They once asked him, how come it is that the Varka Chassidim, that they don't do Tikkun Chatzais? So he said, the reason why is because, he says, the Varka Chassidim, they work very hard. They work during the day, and then they learn, and they do Chassadim, and they come home very late because they're tired from all the Chassadim that they do. And by the time they sit down to have dinner, it's already after Chatzais. So when they say, Baruch Atah Hashem, B'nei B'racham U'Shalayim Amen, that's the Tikkun Chatzais. So the Rebbe from Amshanov, he used to say, you can imagine what type of a bracha that was. That was a Tikkun Chatzais. We say, B'nei B'Shalayim all the time. He says, imagine what type of a bracha they made. That it was bad. The Rebbe said, that's the Tikkun Chatzais. There was once somebody who made redifus against him. He was saiful everything, but saiv upon him yafas. But he made the following comment. He quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, which says, "Shalach yadav b'shleimav chila brisai." That was it. So that was a hint that the reason why they were making redifus against him, "Shalach yadav b'shleimav." If you send it your hand against somebody who's an ish shalom, which he was very much, chila brisai. It's because he's mechalal his bris. He's not shomer bris. And they did some investigation and they saw that he was up to no good. And that's the reason why he was making a defense against the tzaddik. A person's whole radar of kedusha is off when a person is not shomer bris, doesn't understand the kedusha. He replaces tumah for kedusha. He doesn't see things right. So he understood that if he doesn't understand the tzaddik, it's because things in Bach Kedushas Abyss, which he doesn't understand. They say this word in the name of the Stipler Gaon, but it really comes back to the Rebbe from Varki. He says that we say in Eilu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shiur, we say, Bikar Choylem V'Achnas Haskalo Al Vayas Ameis. You see that Halvayas Ameis and Bikar Choylem, it's really one process. A person gets Chik, Chas V'Shalom, and then passes away. So how come Achnas Haskalo is in between? Because Achnas Haskalo is able to stop a person who is sick from passing away. That was a word from the Varki Rebbe. They say it in the name of the Stipler because he used it. Very famous story with Rav Chaim Kreisworth when he was sick, very ill, a very bad diagnosis. So he came to the Stipler for a bracha and he told him this, that if you're Isaac in Hachnasas Kala, and he lived. He lived many more years. And he went back to Antwerp and he set up a whole Gemilas Hachnasas Kala organization. So it was a Maisa Shahaya, but the word comes back to the Varki Rebbe. I used to say, he was once traveling with Chaska from Kashmir, and you had to go for a Dvar Mitzvah, one of the Tzachir Rabbim, and the Kashmir, Rabbi Chaska from Kashmir, saw that the Rebbe of Varki was running from place to place. He didn't just do Chesed, he was running from place to place. So he asked him, Rebbe, I can't keep up with you. So he said this, he says, a Yid always has to run. A Yid is always on the run. Either he's running away from Averis, or he's running to do Mitzvahs. But a Yid is always running. There's two more stories. I heard this from my Rebbe. It's quoted here in the Sefer too. The reason why it's quoted in the Sefer I heard from my Rebbe is because the one who told it to my Rebbe is the one quoted in the Sefer. The Amshan of a Rebbe was one of my Rebbe's Rebbeim, the one from America who passed away. Rebbe Yitzchak. So he said, I'll tell you the context even why the Rebbe told me this afterwards. So once When the Ishbitzer, when he severed himself from Kutsk, so the Varki Rebbe, he kind of turned the cold shoulder to the Rebbe from Ishbitz. But the Ishbitzer very much wanted to see the Varki Rebbe. They were very close. He did them in the Cheder of Bunim. And he heard that the Varki Rebbe was like kind of passing by, and he knew that he wasn't going to come see the Ishbitzer, so he wanted to bump into him, so to speak, or to chap him when he was coming nearby the town of Ishbitz. So he went out to the road and he heard the Rebbe was going to be there, and he came and he stopped him and he had a conversation with him. So he said to him straight out, he says, I want you to come for Shabbos, spend Shabbos here. And the right Rebbe said no. He says, why? Is it because of what happened in Kutsk? So he said, yeah. He says, what you did, that you left the Kutsk Rebbe, and how you approached the whole situation, it wasn't right. So he said, Rebbe, I want to tell you. The Ishbitzer said, I want to tell you, Rebbe. He says, it was told to me, Min HaShemayim, I should do that. So the Varki said back to him, he says, even if they tell you Min HaShemayim, you still have to ask your Rebbe. You should have asked the Kutzker whether or not. It's a bingur raya, because it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Shmuel. Shmuel was sleeping in the Makam HaMishkan, and all of a sudden there was a call which came to him, and he realized it was the voice of Hashem. After that, the Pasuk says that he went running to Eli to ask him what to do. So why did he run to Eli if Hashem told him? He says, because you see from here that even if the Hashem himself comes and he tells you, you have to ask your Rebbe. So how did I get to this mice with the Rebbe? Because I once came to my Rebbe and I told him that I either started to growing my beard longer or starting to grow my pace longer. Or maybe he noticed and asked me about it. So I said, you know, I had certain simanim, so I decided to do that. He said, you had certain simanim? You have to still ask your Rebbe. So he told me this nice. He says that his last words, which he said, you know, sometimes it's very, like, very epic moment, you know, like the last words that a Rebbe said. So, but this is what this is the last things that the Varki Rebbe said. His last words before he passed away was, the Gemara is the greatest Tara. The Gemara is the greatest Tara. That's what he said. Those were his last words. The Gemara is the greatest Tara. Everything thing that a tzaddik says, especially before he passes away, is, you understand, but this was the last thing. The Gemara is the rest of time. And he said, he used to say, that when Mashiach comes, when it comes, we're going to greet him with a bottle of schnapps. We're going to tell Mashiach, he says, because we waited so long and we have so many tzaras, this is what kept us going. This is why Chassidim, they have schnapps. This is what kept us going, you know? Hinei zeh. Of all the tzaras, the Ben Shalom gave us this, to the Chassidim, they get together and they make l'chaim.
Somebody called up the cup and they said, Yishamda.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Yishamda, yeah. The fact that we're able to drink, you're right. That's a good part. Yeah, you drink it. And the Gemara says, why was Yayin created? It's to be Menachem Aveilim. That's why it's created. So a person has to go through so many tzars. You know, it takes a person to that state. No, we should be able to be Zeichet and make the Lohan. What?
Is that approval?
Be Zeichet to be able to give me a Shechet Kim Yavin Amin.